This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Connection to him there on some of the
another hour of the most listened to radio program of the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind for the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan.
And the suggestion, Chris,
AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley.
No matter, like, after his, and I know Lynn Helms is coming on in the next
KTGO 1090 radio in Tioga. And KLTC in Dickinson, 1460 on your radio dial. Is that better, gentlemen?
Yeah, what in the world was that all about?
I was totally confused. I'm like,
everything was fine on my end, but you guys are.
Yeah. Well, you guys were like call or something. You're playing in the background and you're talking and.
I was going to say, do we have two Scott Hennins now? A Scott Hennins clone?
Boy, wouldn't the world be interesting with two Scott Hennins in it? That would be an interesting world.
Let me start over. Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind, hour number two, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck Mandan's 550 K-Fire, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 the flag, KTGO 1090 in Tioga, where we will be tomorrow for a talk radio town hall live from Nested Consulting Service, Coffee with Kramer, talk radio town hall all in one. Congressman Kramer will be there. Your questions answered for your member of Congress, member of Congress 10 to 11 tomorrow at NASA Consulting Service, so come on by, okay? And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson as well. Grant Levi, the Department of Transportation, Wednesday, Lou Holtz, Thursday, John Fund on voter fraud concerns all of you have had Friday on the program, so stay tuned for all of that. Coming up on What's On Your Mind, we are brought to you this hour by our friends at ouroldnumber.com. And I've been giving you a website for ouroldnumber.com. Now I get to give you a phone number for ouroldnumber.com, meaning if you like talking to somebody and say, okay, I got a couple of questions and want all the scoop, I actually have a phone number. So grab a pen, and I'll give you that before the end of the hour today, okay, from ouroldnumber.com. It's a way for you to keep that number that's been your landline forever, but give it the mobility, that your cell phone has. Yes, very nice product. Ouroldnumber.com. Tell you about it this hour on the program. Lynn Helms is the Director of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. He joins us every month to walk through the latest numbers that we have in the director's cut, as it's called. And those numbers are for June this go-around. Lynn, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great this morning, Scott. Sounds like you have a fantastic week ahead, and I do as well. I get to hit the field this week and spend some time with my field inspectors, and we're going to take advantage of Train ND Northwest and run them through that program up there at Williston. So we're pretty excited about that.
When you go to the field, what kind of things do you do then? What are you doing with your inspectors?
Well, we're going to tour a gas plant. We're going to sit down with the inspectors and talk about the new rules that are going through the process and their concerns and questions about them, guidance that needs to be written, make sure that they're implemented fairly across all the districts. And we'll also be looking at some problem sites that they've identified that they want some upper level management to see those things and provide some input on them.
So it's a good week when you get to get out in the field with the troops, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I love to get my steel-toed boots on and go see what it is that they're looking at every single day.
How many inspectors do we have out there?
Right now we're at 32. Six of those are pipeline inspectors, so 26 field inspectors looking after rigs and well sites and disposal wells, and another six on the pipeline side. One thing to remind folks, North Dakota has the lowest well-to-inspector ratio of any state in the nation. So we inspect our wells more frequently than any place else in the world, basically, but certainly within the United States.
You mentioned pipeline inspectors. We had a call last hour that was quite concerned about the fact that the Dakota Access Pipeline would be near and under water on the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and talked about you know, how these spills can happen and do happen and whatnot. And I mentioned that I thought perspective is often lost in some of these debates, because we don't realize just how much pipeline there is underneath us, and how much of it operates flawlessly, and how many precautions are put in place for them. But just in general, on pipelines, I don't mean to bring you into the Dakota Access discussion or the specific concern amongst the protesters down at Fort Yates. Should people believe that the pipeline system has integrity and the fail-safes are adequate in North Dakota?
Well, I think they should, Scott. And again, that pipeline, of course, is not under our jurisdiction. That's Corps of Engineers and Public Service Commission. But the new technology of boring these pipelines through the bedrock when they cross any kind of surface water or environmentally sensitive area is really phenomenal. It's nothing like it was back in the day when I worked out in the field and you had to dig a ditch and lay a pipeline no matter where you put it. Now everything is bored down into the bedrock when it goes through an environmentally sensitive area.
Very important piece of information that folks just simply, you know, I don't know that that is in fact the case. But, you know, I personally think what we have going on not only at the Dakota at the Fort Yates, but we saw it play out with the Keystone XL pipeline as well. You've got just you know, you've got folks that can't necessarily argue this on the facts of the threat to the environment, but they don't like fossil fuel development. They're just, you know, environmental activists use these as opportunities to stop future development. And quite honestly, I could make a pretty strong argument that pipelines make a lot of North Dakotans safer with less trucks on the road. And same thing when you look at, okay, the transportation safety of a vehicle versus a train versus a pipeline. Pipelines do pretty darn good in that regard, too, don't they, Lynn?
Oh, there's nothing better. That's right. In terms of the way we move hazardous materials, they are absolutely far and away the safest way of moving those materials, no question.
So anyway, just wanted to have you add on to some of the facts we were talking about from that segment last time. So let's take a look at some June numbers here. Anything in what you saw surprise you?
Well, a little bit of sobering information, but we're sticking with that trend of low prices and lower oil production. So we were down 2% on crude oil production in June. And anecdotal information I'm getting about July and August indicate that that trend's going to continue. Happy to see a little $1 increase in West Texas Intermediate today. That's going to help, but it still is not high enough for us to put frac crews in the field and take advantage of this really good weather that we're having. I think the surprise was that gas production was up 1.1%, even though oil production was down 2%. And so everybody should kind of look at that and see that the area where the Bakken and Three Forks are being drilled has a lot of produced gas associated with the oil. The great news is that gas capture continues to beat the trend, and gas capture greater than 90%, even though production has doubled since those gas capture rules and that process went into place, and that was worked out in a collaborative effort with industry. Flaring is a fourth of what it was, even though production has doubled. So some really good news there. We'd love to see another $5 to $10 on that oil price. That would bring the frac crews back and get the completions up to where we could stop the production decline and start building production again. But just a matter of time. We'll have to wait and see.
You talked about some of the preliminary indications on July and August. Obviously, August not done yet, but just what you're seeing and hearing. Do you anticipate, you know, similar decreases the next couple of months?
Yeah, I really do, Scott. You know, we had the Brexit situation happen, and that led to a pretty serious dip in prices, along with the information coming out that Saudi Arabia is producing at record levels, even in these low prices. And so saw oil prices dip down there and get right down to that $40 support level. And that is just not high enough to do anything except you know, well repairs. And we saw a significant amount of well repairs, but those are older wells, and they're not going to add enough to production to make a difference. So at this price, production continues to decline.
And, you know, we're 26,584 barrels away from that famous million barrel a day mark. And that was June. You anticipate we're below that now?
If we're not below that now, we will be soon, before the end of the year. Yeah. One would expect, based on what I'm hearing, that the August numbers could very well be below that million barrel a day number. And there's nothing totally magical about it, but that's a big milestone. When you produce a million barrels a day or more, it puts you in the top 10 in terms of world oil production. And so it is a big milestone.
Don in Bismarck has a question. We had a call last hour that had a question as well. We'll play that for Lynn when
Great.
We come back.
Let's do that.
And what's on your mind?
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklich, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklich once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklich name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's on your mind? Brought to you this hour by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. And guess what? I have a heck of a deal for you. From now through the end of August, OurOldNumber.com is offering free activation to our listeners. Remember I told you I was going to give you a telephone number? Because ouroldnumber.com is one way to find out how you can get this great deal, but you also can call them. Here's the number, 800-774-0530. Now, you might be saying, well, what am I calling them about, Scott? Well, you are calling them to get freedom. That is freedom to roam wherever you might be with your mobile phone and retain your landline while saving money. What's not to love about that? In fact, calls to your home number, that landline that you've had forever, that everybody has, right? The dentist office, the doctor's office, family members, and, it's that comfort, that sort of nice blanket. I got, that's the name, number you've always had, right? Well, now calls to that number can reach any member of your household, up to 9. So at the office, if you're traveling, kids at college, on vacation, at the cabin, anywhere. No contracts, no commitments, long-term commitments, month-to-month service. You can cancel at any time, no risk. And you own the number. You move it anywhere you want. Here's that telephone number, 800-774-0530, 800-774-0530. And remember, $25 savings on top of all the other benefits I just talked about. Through the end of August, ouroldnumber.com. Check it out. Back with Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Don in Bismarck has a question for you. Lynn, go ahead, Don. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I have some probably very old information regarding the percentage of petroleum that we move across the country in pipeline. The last number I have is that 70% of the stuff that we move from here to there is pipeline. Is that too old figure? Where are we at there?
Great question, Don. And the 70% would apply to North Dakota, which is on the low side. So when you look nationwide, it's actually in the neighborhood of 90%, you know, plus or minus a bit. And so petroleum across the nation, 9 barrels out of 10 moves by a pipeline. But out of North Dakota right now, it's 70%. We're still relying on rail transportation and truck transportation for a third of our oil to move out of the state. One reason that the oil is supportive, or the state is supportive of these pipeline efforts.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it. Another one that came in last hour. I had a couple of questions, actually. Roll that, if you would.
I was wondering if you could ask Jim who determines how much oil we import versus what we're producing. And second part, why are we not part of the negotiations with Russia and OPEC? I know he's just on the state level, but if you could answer those, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Well, we follow these things every single day as they unfold and as we can get information on them. But the market really determines imports versus production in the United States. It's a regulated market economy, and once that export ban was lifted, which happened in the January-February timeframe by Congress, we became really truly a free market where we can export our valuable crude oil and import the crude oil that our refineries want. So those refinery purchasers, those individual purchasing agents, are determining how much is purchase from U.S. producers and how much is actually imported. As to being part of those negotiations, the United States has chosen to never get involved in the OPEC politics. And so we watch it from a distance and monitor it every single day. But we need to leave that to the non-market economies and let the supply and demand really control what the value or the price of oil is to the extent we can here in the United States.
Oil producers, much like egg producers right now, are just waiting for, you know, world events or, you know, supply issues, whatever, that thing to sort of break this fog that you have talked about here and, you know, being stuck in this band of prices where they are, you know where production is going to be. As you put on your crystal ball glasses and look ahead, at what point do you think we break free from this? What point do we shed this? Are we, is this 6 months, a year, 2 years? How much longer? When do you start being optimistic on the calendar?
Well, our best guess, Scott, is that it's in that 6 month to 12 month time frame. It looks like world supply and demand are very close to imbalance, or maybe already balanced, and that the market has absorbed the Iranian production that came online and has corrected for the Brexit, and so we're pretty much in balance. Just a matter of time for demand to outstrip supply, and that ought to happen in the next 6 to 12 months. There's always surprises out there. Seems like we get a surprise every time we turn around. But I think the fact that crude oil prices dropped and hit that $40 level and could not go below there tells us that the world doesn't have any substantial supply of $20 and $30 oil. It just doesn't exist. And so looks like the majority supply is $45 to $50 oil. That's going to get used up fairly soon.
So that's what puts you with a little bigger smile on your face in the 6 month to 12 month time frame.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was watching that just several times a day as crude oil prices went through that recent decline. And the fact that the market just absolutely could not take West Texas Intermediate below $40 says a lot about where we're headed in the next year.
Yeah, and it's due, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, yes.
Yeah,
we've seen Saudi Arabia continue to ramp up production and Iran be able to put a lot of oil production on the market. But those things are now built in or factored into the market. And it looks like now it's a matter of demand just continuing to creep up. And it's going to outrun supply and use up the storage in that time frame.
Carrie Bismarck, last quick question for Lynn Helms on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carrie.
Question for Scott and Lynn.
Okay, go ahead for Lynn first, because we only have them for a minute.
Well, I'm just wondering if the Native American rights are being taken into consideration with the pipeline.
You know, I really can't answer that. Is it Carrie or Sherry? Anyway,
Carrie was, yeah.
Gary, that's not under our jurisdiction here at the Industrial Commission, and though I have followed a little bit through the Pipeline Authority, I really don't know what process the Corps of Engineers or Public Service Commission went through there and whether they touched all the hoops on the way. But that's going to be decided, I think, on the 24th. There's a hearing in front of a judge, and that'll all come out then. So we don't have long to wait.
I'll answer your question on the other side of the break. Lynn, we'll bid you adieu. Thank you for the time. Always appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott. Talk
Take
to you
care.
Later.
You bet.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Here's the telephone number. It's 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. I better get to some texts. Got a couple of them here. Lots of folks weighing on the phone today, too, so we'll do that all coming up on What's on Your Mind. I want to tell you about Verizon Wireless, premium retailer, T-Mobile. Verizon is the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But T-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets. It's also about keeping you safer on the road, making your car smarter and safer. They do that with a product called Hum by Verizon. Perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. You'll find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks. B-Mobile's in Williston, Jamestown, Wappenden. They're in Valley City. B-Mobile's in Devil's Lake and Botano. In Bemidji and Thief River Falls and Detroit Lakes, find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Carrie, you had a question for me. I think Len answered your first one for him. What was your question for me?
Yes, Scott. I just wonder, you know, maybe I don't know enough about the situation, but it seems like with the whole pipeline process, the concerns of the Native American people are sort of being dismissed. I mean, not taken seriously. And I think we kind of...
Why? Why do you think that, Carrie? What's your smoking gun that makes you believe that?
Well, I just think that, you know, although it's a very safe practice, it's not 100% foolproof.
But you can say that about anything. That isn't a reason to stop development on a project. You can say that about literally everything. That's why we have environmental impact statements. That's why you have a public service commission that has a process. The Corps of Engineers had to approve this. They did. The Corps of Engineers doesn't do anything lightly. The environmentalists have their lock there. So here's the deal, Carrie, honestly. Honestly, what's going on has nothing to do with the pipeline. It has nothing to do with the safety of the water. This lawsuit on behalf of the tribe is being filed by a group. Where do I have that? Rob Port did a nice job of unearthing some things about. Yeah, Earth Justice. That's the name of the group that's doing the lawsuit on behalf of the tribe. They're an activist group, okay? And filed the lawsuit on behalf of the Standing Rock tribe. And seeking an injunction to block it legally. I don't want the construction to go on there. The group, are you ready for this? Earth Justice describes themselves as opposing infrastructure development that could lock us into decades of dirty fuels. All right? So there's the smoking gun you need. The people that have locked up with the tribe here are not about pipeline. They're not about the safety of the water for these people. They're not about the Native Americans not being heard in any of this. They're about blocking oil development. They're about global warming and climate change. They're extremists. Same thing with this actress that's down there, whatever her name is. Nobody's ever heard of her. But she's supposedly been in a few movies. She's saying that she wanted the role. Is Divergent a movie? Do you guys know?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. So anyway, she's in some movie called, it was a futuristic movie called Divergent. And she said that she wanted the role because of her beliefs about fossil fuels causing climate change and her fears that a water-starved planet could someday resemble World War III. This is a bunch of poppycock lunacy. That's all this is, and they're roping all these people into it. So I'm just saying, go beyond the headlines and realize that this has been given the process. All of these pipelines have been given. This is just like Keystone XL pipeline. It's environmental activism. It's not about the pipeline. It's about, you know, wanting a very different world, because we would have a very different world if we didn't have fossil fuels, and that's what they want. Just, I wish they'd say it and not try and say, oh, we're worried about the water, because they're not. Not about that at all.
But do you think the response would be different if there was potential contamination of, say, the Red River?
I don't think it's been treated any differently. In other words, are you suggesting that somehow because it's on the reservation, we don't care?
Well, in a way, yes.
Well, the Corps of Engineers is not exactly going to discriminate on which water they protect more than the others, in my view, and haven't been seen to do anything of the sort in the past. Again, go back to why we're having a lawsuit. We're having a lawsuit because of an activist group called Earth Justice that wants to oppose infrastructure development that could lock us into decades of dirty fuels. That's what it's about. It's a game for them. It's a game. Riley in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I had a question about the pipeline. If the Indians, the tribes that are opposed to it, with the new oil and they'll sign a pledge stating they would use no gas or oil for their cars or for their homes, since they're so opposed to all this oil pipeline stuff.
I'm not going to put all on the tribe, because I think they're just sort of being sucked into this by this this group. But let's ask that for Earth Justice. Sure. Good point, Riley. Right? I mean,
okay.
What kind of the world you describe when you say that you want to have, when you want to have a world that is free of this development is a, you're going to be walking a lot. You're not going to be flying anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yes, sure.
You know, very good point, Riley. Ask them all.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
If you go to Standing Rock, do ask them for me and then let me know what you get in the way of an answer. Don and Crosby, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Don, how are you today?
I'm good, sir. Better now that I heard from Crosby, North Dakota.
Right on. Hey, you know, these protesters, you know, they just blow my mind. I'm actually from northwestern Montana, and we had a lot of protesters up there when the logging was good. And, you know, it's just ironic as can be that they go out and they protest all this development, and you can't use this, you can't use that. But, yes, they go home, and they put their little flags away that are made out of wooden sticks and paper and everything else. And then they go ahead and they use toilet paper. Let's make sure that they don't use no toilet paper. They want to stop all this development. Well, you know, where do they think this stuff comes from? When they get in their car and they drive down and they fill it up with gas. Well, where do they think this stuff comes from? Is the like the idiot that says, well, I don't know where hamburger comes from, but they sell it at Walmart.
Yeah. My beef comes from the grocery store.
Exactly.
There is an ignorance there that is alarming and troubling and, head scratching. I'm with you completely. I am.
All right. You have a good day.
You too, Don. Thanks for the call. I promised to talk a little bit about Milwaukee, and we haven't had a lot of time and a lot of calls on all kinds of topics today, which I love. But I heard a clip on Fox News of the father of the young man that was shot by police, and he had a rap sheet and a gun very obviously on him. And there was an incident. It was a black officer, black suspect. It's a tragedy. It's a life loss. No matter what the circumstances are, you got the family that's obviously hurting. But the dad has taken responsibility, partly because of his own life. I want you to listen to the clip from the dad. This is the father of the young man who was a life lost in this encounter with law enforcement. It's caused all these riots and burning of businesses in Milwaukee over the weekend. And then I want you to listen to the response of David Clark, who's the sheriff in Milwaukee County. Incredible. Listen to this.
I have to blame myself for a lot of things, too, because your hero is your dad. And I played a very big part in my family's role model for us. I just got out of jail probably 2 months ago, but I've been going back and forth in jail, and they see these things. So I'm like, apologize to my kids because this is the role model they look up to.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's neat stuff to hear, but there are millions of young men across the country who are in that same situation. You know what encourages this? The growth of the welfare state. These are underclass behaviors. 70% of the kids born in Milwaukee, at least for the last decade or so, are born without an engaged, father in their life. So I look at the progressive policies that have marginalized black dads. They push them to the side, said, you're not needed. Uncle Sam is going to be the dad. He's going to provide for the kids. He's going to feed the kids, so on and so forth. But Uncle Sam's been a horrible father. Uncle Sam does not love these kids. Might keep a little food in their mouth, and that is about it. But we all know the importance of an intact family, what it can do to shape the behavior of kids. And when you have the situation like we have here in Milwaukee, it's in Chicago, it's in Baltimore, it's in New York and some other areas. This has been a total collapse, a disaster. These progressive policies have hit the black community like a nuclear blast. And until we reverse this government dependency, that's what creates all of this, and it encourages it, by the way, along with some questionable lifestyle choices. But until the black community does a self-evaluation, and until they begin to self-criticize about some of the lifestyle choices they're making, this stuff's going to continue to fester, and it's going to continue.
Oh, this guy is just so good, isn't he? He really is incredible. And he said so much in what he just said. It was less than 2 minutes, that whole thing. Profound, but that's the adult conversation that we need to have. And I know the vast majority of their audience, this audience, hears that, nods your head and says, exactly. And then when you hear somebody claiming victimhood down there, are going to scream at the radio. Same thing on this pipeline silliness, where you go, there's a lot of different directions you can go. Wait a minute. Pipeline means there's less trucks on the road. That's better for safety, and certainly accidents happen on reservations like they happen anywhere else. So isn't that a good thing? Or how do you think we fly somewhere? How do we drive somewhere? What you just think we can magically have all these things disappear? Adult conversation. Looking at these things logically. Engaging people who think the way they think because that's the way they were taught to think and they don't know any better isn't much different. I mean, somebody raised with this view somehow that, wait a minute, pipeline's bad because one in a million chance it would spill, so we can't put it there when there already are how many there and we have precautions for them. So we're going to stand in the way of it. In the name of what? Global warming? I don't know what. You got to head this stuff off at the pass. You got to take it on, head on. You really do. But hopefully I've armed you with a couple of arguments today on both fronts that are rather interesting. Okay. The text, I promise, the text when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented, and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car, wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Good morning, Scott. This is Marlene from Grand Forks. And reading over the weekend, the Clintons earned just about $14.5 million. And they gave a little over $1 million to donations. 96% of that amount went straight to their own foundation. I don't know about you, but I work my taxes every year, scrounging up here and there donations that I've made so that I can get a deduction on my taxes. But this is them taking out of their pocket over $1 million and then 96% of that going back into the other pocket. I am sick of their crookedness, and I hope people see it.
This is where I started the show. That kind of stuff can just consume you because, again, you're looking at the media and saying, oh, wait a minute. The Clintons, on Friday, Hillary releases her tax returns. That's a little trick, by the way. On Friday, you're hoping it gets less coverage. and $10 million in income, $1 million in charitable deductions, and 99% of the charitable deduction goes where? To the Clinton Foundation. You can't make it up. So that's where their charity goes, to themselves, which allows them to, of course, fly all over the place and do all kinds of things and get big money speeches. Unbelievable. But this is what I'm saying. If you know, and meanwhile, what was the story of the weekend? Donald Trump's mad at the media. I am mad at him, too, but I'm not going to let it consume me. Appreciate the call. Texter says, how do I go to New York City with you? Well, I don't know why anybody want to go to New York City with me, but you may want to go with my wife. And so, it's a two-for-one deal. Both Maria and I are hosting this trip November 29th, Tuesday, through December 4th, a Sunday.
You don't have to be with me, by the way, just so you know.
We added a night this year, so you get an extra night plus the Madison Square Garden and hockey game. UND's playing Boston College, and it's still $29.99. For double occupancy, you take three of you, $27.49. It's a great deal. It really is. Five nights of the beautiful Homewood Suites. Great, great place. We stayed there last year. Loved it. You get five breakfasts. You get a dinner cruise. You get a dinner at Trump Cafe, a dinner at Hard Rock Cafe, dinner at Carmine's, Broadway show, An American in Paris, 9/11 Memorial Museum, St. Patrick's Cathedral guided tour, Chinatown, Little Italy, Radio City Music Hall, The Rockettes, another great show, Statue of Liberty guided tour at Ellis Island, a hockey game I mentioned, Empire State Building, Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum, dinner cruise all around Manhattan Island, see the lights of New York at night, Fox and Friends, the Fox News Channel. Oh, I'm telling you what, folks, we're going to take it all in. It's going to be a blast. And if you'd like to go, you can email me and I'll send you the itinerary so you know just minute by minute what we're doing. I'm going to watch the Christmas tree lighting in Rockefeller Square. Be a lot of fun. That's just fabulous. There's just so many things here I can't begin to tell you on the air. All right. Scott@flagfamily.com, and I'll send you the itinerary. Scott@flagfamily.com. If you would like to book, and by the way, these are going to go fast. We sold out last year. 60 folks joined us last year, and it was sold out. So it will go quick. Don't dilly-dally on this one. Call Jason, a group travel planners. They're the travel agency handling all the details. And get your spot held with a $50 deposit. Simple as that. 952-898-0008. Jason's the man. Group travel planners, 952-898-0008. Very often after I mention the number, you get his voicemail because he's on the phone talking to somebody, but he'll call you back. He always does. 952-898-0008 or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. Jim and Wilton, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I'm going back to the sheriff from Milwaukee. When he was talking about how our government has let down the black community, I think our government has let down all our people. I mean, they have so many programs out there for everybody. There's so much, so many of these kids nowadays have these kids, and they go out and they get the welfare because they can get it easier than trying to get child support for people. There's just no fathers that are standing up to take care of their kids in the war.
It's refreshing to hear one apologize for it, say he's been in and out of jail, but as I thought the sheriff said, well, what the system has done is push the dad aside to say, we got this. That's the tough talk we need. That's how you reform. That's how you reform the system. Stop.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Let the government help and start making the parents stand up and be accountable for their kids.
Amen. Couldn't agree with you anymore, Jim. Well said. Appreciate the call. I'm not worried. Still believe Trump will win by 5 points, says a texter. What makes me worried is when they show the polls with Hillary Clinton holding a big lead over Donald Trump. Polls. Nationwide polls mean nothing. Watch the state-by-state ones in Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio. There's where you got to watch. Arizona, Virginia. Another texter. I'm a never-Hillary person, but here is how it's going to happen. Trump is going to offend a majority of the voting population. Hillary's going to get the media support, so all the low-information voters will be polluted with their bias. If Trump wins, I'll eat my left boot. I hope the boot tastes good. Get a little salt and pepper.
Oh, man.
Texter says, I'm worried about the ignorant, uneducated, uninformed voters more than the media. Maybe we should have to earn our right to vote, pass a test about our country before we can vote.
All right.
Another texter. Did I get them all in, Todd? What about eminent domain versus private property? Talking about the pipeline, evidently. There are at least two dozen pipelines under the Red River from natural gas, crude oil, and refined products. Gas and diesel fuel. Of course there are. Again, if you just took a look, you'd understand this is not anything to worry about. But again, Standing Rock's not about the pipeline. It's about hating oil development and global warming. Activism. God bless you, folks. See ya.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.